Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back. Got a little band from Texas, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you there with your small business. Don't forget to check out the blog, subscribe to the newsletter, take the poll question right on the homepage, watch the video. I don't know what more I can do for you, folks. I mean, we're entertaining you, we're educating you, we're informing you, we're inspiring you. I'll do a little tap dance if you want me to. I don't know what else I can do. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. We bring you really smart, cutting edge, leading edge people like Jamie Sutherland, who's with us right now, president of Xero, which is spelled with an X, by the way, which is an outstanding cloud-based small business accounting suite software company. Congratulations again, Jamie, on being the president of that organization. I knew you when you were doing something else, so I'm glad for you. Talk to us a little bit about Xero. How do people get started with your company?
So it's an online product hosted over the internet. So it's a matter of going to Xero.com and signing up. We make it very easy to sign up. And there are demo companies, so practice companies you can test out and test the software. There's absolutely no obligation, so we've got free trials, and you can test it out. And literally, if you do want to engage with the software and use it, you can subscribe, and we charge either $19 a month, $29, or $39 a month. Test it out, and even after that, if you're unhappy with it, you can unsubscribe, and we'll prorate that month.
All right, we like that. So, folks, yeah. Check out the free trial at Xero.com and give it a shot. See what you think. Jamie, let's talk about some of the tax tips that you've got on your mind that folks need to be paying attention to. What's first?
Well, we recently ran this survey to over 500 accountants across the U.S. and we asked some questions around troubles that small businesses get into around tax time, given we're right around tax time. And the number one issue around triggering an audit was around mixing business with pleasure. So that's one that came up, and I think we've heard that one before.
Yep.
But there are many reasons for that. One of them is just a matter of whether that trip or that engagement is business or is it pleasure. And so, a lot of people tend to combine their trips, business trips, for example, with a weekend in the same location with their family or whatnot. And so, just making sure you don't mix up those expenses is important and something the IRS looks at.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What about the tax tunnel? You call it tax tunnel vision. What does that mean?
Well, I think in a grand perspective, we think that small businesses tend to get into tax time or get into their taxes around tax time rather than keeping an ongoing view of what's going on with their business throughout the year. And so it came through in the survey as well that accountants really feel like small businesses can benefit if they're, keeping an eye on their financials on an ongoing basis. One of the stats was that, a quarter of accountants think that, having ongoing insight into their financials on a weekly basis is something that's going to benefit them. So keeping on top of that and not just focusing on taxes at the end of the year can make a huge benefit to, the bottom line for any small business.
Well, hopefully my audience will have been taking the hint over the last 14 and a half years, Jamie, because we talk about tax planning on a regular basis all year long on this show. I mean, long after, of course, we're having our tax experts on pre-March 15th, pre-April 15th, end of the year for retirement planning, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll talk about tax planning in June. We'll talk about it in July. We'll talk about it in September. And just to help people, remind people that how you pay taxes, how you allocate expenses, how you keep up with all that, track it and account for all of it, is an ongoing situation. It's not, if you wait until the till your filing time to pay attention to it, you're going to either miss opportunities or spend way too much money. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And then the other bit of that is around deductions. I mean, there's lots of great deductions out there to reduce the amount of tax you're paying. And one of the ones that came out in our survey was that the home office, there are a number of small businesses that work out of the home office. So taking advantage of the deductions there, there's many pieces of that that can be allocated either directly because you're using that space exclusively for your office and regularly, but also indirectly. So things like real estate taxes, you know, mortgage interest, your utilities, insurance, even depreciation on certain assets, you know, painting repairs, all that stuff. And so you divide the office square foot by your home square footage, and you can allocate those expenses in that manner. So that can add up as well.
Another thing you found out is that these accountants you polled would wish that their clients would stay more in contact with them, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's two sides. I think that it benefits the accountant for providing proactive advice and advising their clients, but also helps the small business. At the end of the day, you're looking to grow your business, make that next hire, maybe purchase some more equipment. And so having ongoing insight to what's going on a regular basis, you can now make those decisions on a timely basis. With desktop software, what happens is the accountant has a file that's out of sync with the small business file, and then they can't make those advisory
recommendations. Jamie, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Jamie Sutherland, ladies and gentlemen, with Zero.com, Zero with an X. He'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.